You are about to see a story of murder, greed, corruption, violence, exploitation, adultery, and treachery. All those things we hold near and dear to our hearts.
Five, six, seven,
and we can't get enough of it. The Revival of Chicago has been on Broadway now for a record-setting 10 years. The Academy Award-winning movie in 2002 set the standard for cinematic musicals this century, and the national touring version of the show is back in Portland for the third time in the past decade, with performances through June 3rd. I'm Brett Opegard, the Columbian's theater critic, and this time around, Medford, Oregon native Lisa Rinna will star as Roxy Hart in her two-city warm-up for Broadway. My Q&A with Rinna accompanies this package. Her character, Roxy Hart, is an aspiring performer who missed her chance at stardom. Fame comes, though, when she murders her boyfriend during an affair and becomes a pop celebrity in the process. The story didn't resonate as much in the 1920s when Maureen Watkins originally wrote it. It wasn't particularly well received in the 1970s when Bob Fosse, with the help of songwriters John Kander and Fred Ebb, turned it into a musical. By the mid-1990s, though, the public had experienced the Menendez brothers, Lorena Bobbitt, Amy Fisher and Joey Buttafuoco, Marcia Clark, Johnny Cochran, and the saga of Clark County's favorite public figure, Tonya Harding. Lawyers trying to manipulate the media and jurors had become an overly familiar refrain by then. Here's how Kander and Ebb introduce the show's slick attorney. It becomes a visual pun when Flynn demonstrates in dance how he can sing one thing and do exactly the other.
I don't care about expensive things. Cashmere coats, diamond rings don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
That's what I'm here for.
I don't care if we're wearing silk cravats, ruby studs, satin spats don't mean a thing. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Give me two eyes of blue. Softly sing,
I need you.
Let me see her standing there. And honest mister, I'm a millionaire. I don't care for any fine attire Vanderbilt might admire. No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
All he cares about is love.
Maybe you think I'm talking about physical love? Well, I'm not. Not just physical love. There's other kinds of love, like love of justice, love of legal procedure, love of lending a hand to someone who really needs you, love of your fellow man. That's the kind of love that I'm talking about. And physical love ain't so bad either.
Much of the piece is about manipulation of information and archetypes. Like the later Greek sophists practiced, truth doesn't exist in this world, only arguments that are better than others. Here's how Flynn prepares his client to talk to the media, and how those folks become gullible through information control.
Act like a dummy. You sit on my lap and I'll do all the talking.
Mr. Billy Flynn sings the press conference rap. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they now?
6 feet under.
But she was granted one more star.
The Convent of the Sacred Heart.
When'd you get here?
1920.
How old were you?
Don't remember.
Then what happened?
I met Amos, and he stole my heart away, convinced me to elope one day.
Oh, a convent girl, a runaway marriage. Oh, this is too terrible. Oh, you poor dear.
Who's Fred Casely?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along.
She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
He came toward me.
strength, but she had none.
And yet we both reach for the gun. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both reach for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, we both reach for the gun, for the gun.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both reach for the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, we both reach for the gun, for the gun.
Understandable, understandable. Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
Chicago embraces modern cynicism and twists it around on us, engaging our own doubts about the fairness of the world and raising the question about the existence of any sort of concrete reality. What is real? What really happened? Does it really matter? What do people remember? Chicago exposes this showmanship in many sophisticated ways, and we are smarter and better prepared to handle that manipulation because of this piece, and its message that just about everything is pretty much nothing more than this.
It's all a circus, kid. A three-ring circus. These trials, the whole world, it's all show business. But kid, you're working with a star. The biggest.
Give 'em the old razzle dazzle 'em. Give 'em an act with lots of flash in it, and the reaction will be passionate. Give 'em the old hocus pocus, beat and feather 'em. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll never catch wise.
Just a bagel,
razzle dazzle 'em, and they'll beg you.